guess it poses a question on the second wide line. Hech suma muta b'ishtoi. Hech ben yodim etor min ushasehem balayla. So the Gemara. So Rav Yosef answers that there's such a concept as tvias ein b'kola. So my son showed me that Rav Moshe Weiss, in one of his essays, refers you to the Yamsha Shloimei on Chulin, on this daf, on daf tzadikvav. The same Gemara appears there, the same argument. So the Yamsha Shloimei points out that under normal circumstances, you have an apartment, you have a home, and the husband knows where his bedroom is. He and his wife sleep in the same bedroom. And when they have guests, they sleep in another room. His daughter doesn't sleep in his wife's bed. And the guests don't sleep in the wife's bed. So if the husband comes at night, he doesn't have to speak to his wife, he doesn't have to wake his wife up in advance. He's permitted to go into bed with his wife without having a tvias ein in the kolam. It's a ruba d'leisa, come on, that's her in the bedroom. Why should it be mehechates? Why should it be somebody else? The only time the Gemara raises a question is, let's say, if they're visiting by someone else and everybody sleeps in the same bedroom. Years ago, that's the way it used to be. They didn't have separate bedrooms for everybody. The whole house was one room, so they put one mezuzah on the house that covered the whole room. That's what in Shulchan Aruch, the Rambam quotes, that there was a practice that was incorrect, that people only put a mezuzah on the front door, they didn't put mezuzahs on all the doors inside, and he says that it's not correct. So where did that practice come from? Because years ago, the whole house only consisted of one room. They didn't have an upper story either. There was only one floor, and that one floor was one big room. That was the bedroom, that was the kitchen, that was the dining room, that was everything, it was one room. So if everybody's sleeping in the same room, and you have guests in the house, if you have no guests in the house also, what's the shot? Of course it's his wife. What's the suffix? If you have guests in the house, or if you're sleeping in someone else's home, and everybody sleeps in one big bedroom, Taki, you don't know whether that's your wife or not, so then you have to carry on a conversation. Even if it's dark and you can't see, there's not to be a sign, but there's going to be to be a sign of the color. But under normal circumstances, the way we live today, that everyone has a separate bedroom, so you don't have to come on to the tvias ein d'kola. You know that it's a ruba d'leisa. Come on, that's his wife. Or if no one else is visiting in the apartment, so of course that's his wife, not somebody else. That's what the Yamsha Shloimei points out in Chulin. So Rav Moshe Weiss quotes a tshuva from the Chasam Sofer who combines the two together. He says that you have the ruba d'leisa. Come on. That this is his wife, plus you have to be a saint in the call, and then it's mutter. So he says that the Yamsha Shloimei writes not like the Chassam Sofer. You don't have to have a combination. Ruba d'leisa kamon is sufficient. And if you have a to be a saint in the call, then you don't need the ruba d'leisa kamon. One or the other, you don't need a combination of both. He writes that he thinks that Shuvas Chassam Sofer is difficult, a chumra. Where do we leave off in the Gemara? We learned in Mishnah on Chav Gimel on the base that even the Chomish Noshim who are not in the monastery may spoil because the Chashudas were Kalkala Saisha, but over here by Befana Nechtav, they are in the monastery. So the Gemara said, but there's a Braisa that says that sometimes yes, sometimes no. The Braisa doesn't seem to be recording a machlekes hatarayim, seems to say that sometimes yes, sometimes no. The Mishnah is not always applicable. So the Gemara says, yeah, it depends whether it's Eretz Yisrael or Chutz Lord. What direction does it depend? So that's a machlekes, Rav Yosef and Abai. Rav Yosef thought, in Eretz Yisrael, where the person, where the shliach la'ilocha doesn't have to say b'fana nechta, b'fana nechtam, so then he just has to say, I am a shliach. So then the Chamish Noshim on Emonis. But in Chutz Lars, where they have to say Bifan and Echtav, they have to rely on what they say Bifan and Echtav, so then you have a problem. And Abai holds just to be verse, and the Gemara quotes a Braisa to indicate Tanya Kavosa de Abai, and Rav Ashi makes a deal from the Mishnah. And the Mishnah is also Amar Rav Ashi Masnis Nami Deik, the Ketanin, the fourth line from the top of Chavdal and Rav. The Mishnah has been doing it like Abai, so that's how he passed like Abai. That the Chutz Lars, since the Chomish Noshim, if they're going to be delivering the get, they're going to have to say Bifana Nechtav. Once you say Bifana Nechtav, if the Baal comes in his Ma'arar, he doesn't have them on us. So then it's not Mustapha to say that the Chashud is Lekalkalo. A Kilka will not come out. But in Eretz Yisrael, you don't have to say Bifanei Nechtav. If they would say Bifanei Nechtav, then the Gemara said earlier that it helps. That it, if the Baal will come to Bimara later, he won't listen to the Baal. So if the Chomish Noshim will come to deliver a get in Eretz Yisrael, and they will say Bifanei Nechtav, so it'll be the same as in Chutz Lars. You can't. It's far fetched to say they're Chashulis L'Kalkala. But if it'll be in Eretz Yisrael, they won't say Bifanei Nechtav. Like the Ikar Adin, they don't have to say. So that's when the Braisa says that the Chashud is L'Kalkala. That's how we pass on like Abai. So then we started the next piece of the Gemara. The last section in the Mishnah, very strange. On Chav Gimel Amin Beis. Elisha Atzman V'ya Zgito B'vat Shi Tzvich Aloyma B'faray Nechtav. B'faray Nechtav is for a Shliach. The Shliach, as he's about to give the get, a Tech De Dibur, of a Sikh Mosulini, and after he gives the get, then he says B'faray Nechtav. What do you mean, Huisha Atzman Mevi'a Esgita? What do the words mean, Huisha Atzman Mevi'a Esgita? Sounds like the Isha is a Shlech Lahilochas Haget. Doesn't make any sense. And what do you mean she says before Nanechta? So the Gemara poses the question, Isha Michimoti Gita Liyada Igar Sheloch. What exactly is the Kasha? So here, we pointed out there's a Machlekes, the Rambam and the Ravid. The Rambam learns Pshat like Rashi, the Pashtas like we usually learn. That the only time the Tanoi made this takana, that the Shliach has to say Bifanei Nechtav, is if he's a Shliach Lahilocha, if the Baal gives the get directly to the Isha, so the Baal doesn't have to say Bifanei Nechtav, the Baal gives the get. And then the Isha is holding on to the get, Bizmana Gemara, the get serves as not only as a Shtar Kinyan to create the Kinyan of the Gerishin, it serves later on as a Shtar Raya if it has Eidei Chasima. Even according to Reb Loz, the holds that you don't need Eidei Chasima. But the Gemara says, if the Edi Mesira will die, they'll move to Medina Sayyar. So how's the woman going to be able to prove that she's Gerusha? So it's an Eitz HaTayva that you should have Edi Chasima signing. So then the get can serve as a Shtar Raya. So the Isha holds on to the get. As man as the meaning is, we don't allow the Isha to hold on to the get. Whoever was Masada the get takes it away, and we give the woman a Ptur. A Shtar Maisa Bezen that says, so we supervised everything, and everything was done kedas v'kalach. But bizmana gemara, until a few centuries ago, the practice was that the woman would hold on to the get, and the get would serve as the shtarai. So most of the Rishonim learned the gemara's kash is mechimati gidliyot ligar shalom, and the husband gave her the get. The husband didn't have to say b'fanei nechtav. The wife is holding on to the get, so it's a shtarai. She's the bala shtarai. So the get says that everything is kosher, everything is fine. So why does she have to say b'fanei nechtav? What's the problem? That's the Pashup shot. The Ravid, in Shulchan Aruch, they quote the two opinions. Mechaber quotes the Rambam and the Ravid. The Ravid learns pshat otherwise, that in every get and chutz lord, even if the husband gives it directly, you have to have b'fanei nechtav, b'fanei nechtav. So even if the husband gives the get directly to the wife, the bezdin, you have to have, the bezdin should ascertain. You need a bezdin of two, a bezdin of three, whatever it is. Bezdin has to ascertain that the get was written lishma. So the Gemara's kasha was, if an isha is holding on to get and it served as a shtaraya, the get was already given years ago. Till she finds a shidduch takes her a while, so she wants to remarry now. So she produces the get. So we're going to ask, was the get written lishma? So she's going to say, yeah, I was there when the whole get was written. The whole thing was written lishma. So the Gemara asked, but she's ain't in a menace. The shliach lailoch is only neman as he's about to give the get, or tochei de dibur, or kol zman shasuk maser yin after giving the get. But if the shliach lailoch is going to say half a year later b'fanei nechtav is ein neman. See, if the isha is going to say also, when is the woman going to say b'fanei nechtav? She's going to say it when she's holding by remarrying. That's months after she gets divorced, or years after she gets divorced. So that was the Moros kasha. She shouldn't be nemenis then. Not that you don't need b'fanei nechtav. There's no need for it since the Baal gave the get directly to the Isha. That's how the Rashi and the Rambam learn. And the Ravid learns Isha Michimoti Gita Liyodi Garshila. It's already ancient history. So the woman shouldn't have nemanis to say b'fanei nechtav because it's not b'shas ma'isa. The nemanis of b'fanei nechtav is only b'shas ma'isa. So the Gemara has to. Yeah. So that was the Gemara's question. So it's a totally different question. According to Rashi and the Rambam, is one question in one direction. What do you need b'fanei nechtav? The husband gave the get directly. You only need b'fanei nechtav if a shliach lailocha is about to give the get, or just gave the get. And according to the Ravid, the question was, you always need b'fanei nechtav. In chutz lards, you always have to be mevar the get was written l'shma. Even if the husband gives it directly, you have to have a biru. But the question was, how is the Isha Nemenes? It's already not Bishas Maisa. Yeah. So what was the Gemara's answer? Am Ravuna, Baimer Loit is Garsha Boyle Bifnei Bezen Ploini. That the husband tells the wife, he gives the get directly to the wife, and he says, but I don't want the Gerishin to be Chal now. Let's say a man gives a get to his wife and he says, Loit is Garsha Boy Ela Lacha Lamed Yom. He wants to postpone the Chalosa Gerishin. Shouldn't take place till way later. Okay, so you can do that. Gemara talks about Mishnah, it's talking about Kiddushin Lachalam and Yom, Gerishin Lachalam and Yom. You can make a Afrashas Truma Lachalam and Yom. You can make a Chalos, a postponed Chalos. So that's what the Gemara suggests. Amar Avuna, the husband gave the get to his wife and he says, Lo Tizgar Shibai, Ela Bifnei Bezen Ploni. When you go and appear before Bezen, then you should be Megureshes. So when she's holding on to the get, she comes to the Bezen. So it wasn't Chal yet, it didn't take effect. So according to Rashi and the Rambam, the get doesn't yet say that if a person holds on to a shtar and he's the Bala shtar, when you have Tvisa's Bala shtar, then the shtar gives the Haggadah Seder. Yeah, but if the husband gave the get to the wife and he said, Loit is Garshibai Ela Bifnei Bezen, so the shtar doesn't say anything yet till she fulfills the Kiyum Atanai. So since she didn't appear in the Bezen yet, so it wasn't Chal yet, so the Shtar doesn't yet say Haggadah Seder. According to the way the Ravid learned the Kasha, so what did the Gemara answer? It's only called Lachar HaMaisa if the Gerishin was Chal already. It wasn't Chal yet. So therefore the Isha is Nemen. So the Gemara says, no, but Sof, Ki Kamat Yehosam Igarsha Bo. The minute she appears in front of the Bezen, she's already Megureshes. According to Rashi and the Rambam, what's the Gemara's Taina? It's already Chal. The minute she appears in front of the Bezen, the Get is already Chal. It's already Chal. So when you have Tvisas Balashtar, so the Shtar gives a Haggadah Seder that everything is fine. Everything is Hakol Behechshen Asa. So what do you need Bifan Anechta for? And according to the Raivit, the Kasha was, it's too late. It's the Chutz Loretz and it's too late. The minute she appears in front of the Bezdin, she already fulfilled the husband's Tanai. She fulfilled the husband's Tanai. So it's already Lachar HaMaisa. So she appears in front of Bezdin and then she's going to say, this is a get, my husband get. It's going to take her 2 minutes till she says it. So it's already too late to say before an echtav. She shouldn't have namanas because it's lachar amais. So funny. Opposites. Rambam and the Rabbit are opposites, the way they're learning the Gemara. So the Gemara says, no, that's no good. It'll be lachar amais already. According to Rashi and the Rambam, there won't be any need before an echtav. According to the Rabbit, it's already too late. So the Gemara has to say, she appears in front of the Bezdin. The husband made such a Tanai. He didn't just make a Tanai. The Gerishin shouldn't be Chal till you appear in front of the Bezdin. Then the second she appears, it's Chal already. He has to say, the Gerishin should not be Chal till 5 minutes after you appear in front of the Bezdin. So she comes and she says, I have 5 minutes and I have to tell you a story. Because in 5 minutes the get is going to be Chal. So that's what the Gemara says. That what? The case is, put the get on the ground and then tell a bezim of an echtav and then pick it up. So then it'll be chal. If that's what the husband said, go to the bezim, put it on the ground, put it on the table, then pick it up and say b'fan an echtav, then pick it up. And tligitach malgabi karka is no good. If he would have said Harizi Gitech Meyachshov, then it's not Gitech Magavikak, but he didn't say that. He says Harizi Gitech, when you'll go to the Bezin, 5 minutes is. So why don't you just say 5 minutes after you go to the Bezin? What did the Gemara have to say? She should put it on the ground and pick it up. Okay, the Gemara is in the process of working out the details of what the case is. It's a funny case. It must have happened once. The Tanoim wouldn't write such a din. It must have come up on such a case. He was trying to figure out what was the case. What was the Maisha Shoya that the Mishnah is referring to? So it can't be referring to such a case that he says, when you appear in front of the Bezdin and put down the get, and then say b'fan alechtav and then pick it up, so then it's going to come out that it's Tligitach Magabi Karka. She should serve, the husband gave his wife a get, she should serve as the shliach lohilocha. Because if she serves as the isha, if the isha is the isha, so then So the, according to Rashi and the Rambam, says shine. So the Get already says, how could they have shenasa? She doesn't have to say anything. According to the Rabbi, it's already lachar amaisis. So she's not serving as herself. She's serving in the role as a shliach lo hilacha. So shliach lo hilacha is nemon to say b'fan anachta. And according to the Rabbi, according to Rashi and the Rambam, shliach lo hilacha is required to say b'fan anachta. So she should serve as a shliach lo hilacha. And then, after the husband says, and after you'll say b'fan anachta, then you should serve as your shliach l'kabbalah. Freg the Gemara. How can the same person serve as a shliach lohilocha and then give the get to herself that she should serve as the shliach lekabbalah? That should be a chisaron of lechazo shlichas eitzal haba. But not only if she's going to serve as a shliach lekabbalah, she's going to serve as the isha, will serve as the isha. She'll be herself. She doesn't have to. Isha can be an isha. So that's an allusion to the Kurim Spiel. The Isha can serve as an Isha, yeah. So the Gemara's Kasha was whether when you go there you should serve as a Shlech L'Halacha, as a Shlech L'Halacha you should say B'fana Nechtav, and then after saying B'fana Nechtav you should act as the Isha or act as a Shlech L'Kabbalah. It doesn't make a difference. It's still going to be the same Kasha. What exactly is lachaz v'shlichas eitzel habal? So Taisus, the top Taisus says they pick a fight with Rashi. Rashi says something and Taisus doesn't agree. What does Taisus say? Shaliach la mikri elo ha-mishtalech mizelo zeh sheroi lachzo v'sholcha loim ha-sisi shlichas secha kodim sheyeyoseh shaliach lo achirim. And Rashi doesn't say like that. It's practically word for word the same as Rashi. What did Taisus have a different reading in Rashi? The way we have the Rashi, Rashi and Taisus say the same thing. Rashi and Taisus present it as if it's a klal and shlichus and kol ha-terakulo. That shlichus is only fulfilled. You can only say shlichus lo kemaisai if the nature of the situation is such that the shlich, after fulfilling the shlichus, has the opportunity to go back and notify the mishalech ha-sisi shlichus secha. But over here, it doesn't have the ability. Why doesn't it have the ability? So she goes. Kodim sheyiyosa shaliach la'acherim. What does that mean? It's a very strange theory. Dvo over here has a suggestion. And he says that it's a snazi pshat. And that's how some of the achrenim say this snazi pshat. The Gemara just meant to say it's a chisaron baget, because it'll be klikitach ma'gabi karka. The person giving the get to himself. The Isha is the Shlech Lahalachas Habal. One, she's going to give the get from her right hand to her left hand. That's not called an Asin. She's going to stand there, hold the get. So the first couple of minutes, she comes and she says, my husband appointed me as a Shlech Lahalachas Haget. And now I want to say it's in Chutzloy. I want you to know it's B'fana Nechta, B'fana Nechtam. And now that I finished speaking my piece, now that I said B'fana Nechta, I'm going to be Mekabel again for myself. What do you mean Mekabel? Where's the Nesina? That's Ligitach Magabekak. You have to have an Asina. If it's the same person giving to himself and giving to herself, it's a lack in the scene. So the way the Ritzvo says, the way the Achrenim want to say, it's only chisorim by get. We need klikitach magabi karka. In other cases, there wouldn't be such. It's not a universal psul. Rashi and Tosfos present it as if it's a din in kol ha-Torah kula in every shlichus. Where do you have another case? The only case is where the Gemara says this chisorim is here again. Here at our Gemara l'kamon, dav samach gimel, the same thing. I don't understand what Rashi and Tosfos mean over here. The Pashtus is like the Ritva said, like the Achrayim, that it's only a problem by get.
Tosfos really not asking the question. Tosfos sounds like the only problem is Kodim Shash Shlech Lachirim. Become the Baal Maisa, it wouldn't be a problem.
That what?
Tosfos says Kodim Shash Shlech Lachirim.
Yeah.
If you did become a Shlech Lachirim, just be the Baal Maisa. It doesn't sound like there's a problem. It sounds like Tosfos thinks the question is adopted.
Only because he's becoming a shliach. No, kavachaymer, if he becomes the baldover, should be kavachaymer. He has to be able to deliver the message to the mshalech. The whole thing is strange. Why do you have to be able to deliver a message? I don't know what Rashi and Taisis meant. The Pashtus is like the Ritva. It's only a chisaron by get, because it's a lack of nesina. There's no tlikitach magabi karka. There's a din like that by Kabbalah's tumah. If you have something is touching itself, that's called maga beis hastor. That's not called maga. Magan, if I'm Tomei and I want to transmit Tuma, I have to, I'm a separate thing, I have to touch this thing. That's called Maga. But let's say, the case the Gemara has is like this. Let's say there's a pair of trousers that you sit on. So a pair of trousers can be Mekabel Tumas Mishkov and Moishov. I'm sitting on the trousers. So let's say the trousers when Mekabel Tumas Mishkov and Moishov, it became an Avat Tuma. I'm a Zav, and the trousers become Mishkan Moshe, becomes Avat Tuma. And then I start ripping the trousers in such a way that it can no longer serve as a pair of pants. Now it can only serve as a shmata, or as a yarmulke. So the yarmulke is not Mishkan Moshe, the yarmulke can only be Mekabel Tuma, like a kli. So when I rip the trousers, and it's no longer a Mishkan Moshe, so that Tuma disappears, that's a Shviras HaKli. The pasuk says when you have a klicheris, it has no tarab mikveh. So the only way to be metare klicheris is by smashing it. But once you know that secret, that if you smash a klicheris, it becomes tar. So it applies to all kelim. If you smash any kli, it becomes tar. Why should you want to smash another kli? Be toivel in the mikveh. Why smash it? But if you're in a rush, you have no time to go to the mikveh, so you smash the kli. So it becomes tar. So let's say you have a trousers, became tomei avatuma from a zab mishkan mosh. Then you rip it up, so shviras, and now it can no longer serve as a mishkan moshev. It's too small a piece of cloth, but it can still serve as a handkerchief. So when you're ripping it, so the shviras akli is metayrit. It doesn't have the status of avatum anymore, but it's touching itself by definition. So when I make it into a handkerchief, I make it into a shmata. So maybe you should say that the thing is touching itself. So the Gemara says that's called tumas maga beis astar. When a thing is touching itself, it's maga beis astar. So that's what the Gemara says over here. Maga has to be the entity that's tummy touches something other than itself that's tar. And the sinas I get means that one person has to give the get to another person. Same person gives it to himself. What do you mean? Just hold on to the get. That's not called an asina. Like over there, it's not called a maga. Here it's not called an asina. But the way Rashi and Tosfos learn, it's a psadin and kol ha-tarkul in every case of shlichus. That's very difficult. Where do you have another case of this? I don't know.
Do you concern that this then the whole Gershon is Chalutum because it's Vidaika? Because she has to want to become a Shlech with Kabbalah in order to make it into a Gem? It's like you'd see her putting it into somebody else's Chatzah.
Mm-hmm.
So you need her Das to become the Chatzah. She has to become a Shlech with Kabbalah. Or a Shlech with Kabbalah. That could be a concern over there.
So it should be a Machlokes Abayin Rabba.
But even according to Rabba, it should not be good here. Be like a chatzah, like somebody else's chatzah. She has to want and now become a shliach.
Well, someone else's chatzah, it didn't go directly from the Baal to the Isha. Here it goes directly. She's serving as the shliach of the Baal, and then the Isha serves as the Isha. So she gives the get to herself. So that's directly from the Baal to the Isha. She was first the shliach of Baal, now she's serving as the Isha. She doesn't have to make a shliach l'kabbalah. She is the Isha herself, in person. I don't think that would be a chisar. That goes directly from the Baal to the Isha. The problem is that there's no nesina. Nesina means from one to another. Michutzalo. You can't. It's not called a nesina. It's from the same person to the same person. That's not called a nesina. But the Gemara says there must be a different case. It must be the Mishnah is alluding to some other case. What's the funny case? Must be that the husband appoints the wife as a shliach lahilacha. Instead of giving it a get directly, normally he says, "I appoint you chutz lartz." He says, "I appoint you as a shliach lahilacha, and when you go to the other community, you should appoint a shliach lekabbalah and give the get to the shliach lekabbalah." Kimatis hasam havei nachamo. Then you should appoint a shliach lekabbalah. So the Gemara says that later in the Masechta there is a machlokes amaroyim where the isha is a shliach lekabbalah gita miyad shliach bailo. What's the issue? We have a pasuk v'shilach malam shabalo is a shliach. We have a pasuk v'shilach malam shaisha is a shliach. Can the isha make a shliach after the baal made a shliach? Can the isha make a shliach to be mekabbalah get from the baal? So the Gemara has a machlokes amaroyim. So one opinion is no, and there are two versions as to why no. So one version is that it's a problem deraisa, the other version is that it's only problem derabbanan. So one version is that it's a problem deraisa, Time Maim Shemdik Bizoin the Baal. Let's say the husband gives a shliach, gives the get to the shliach lohilach, and he says, I want you to deliver the get only in this community. I don't want you to give the get in that community. I don't want everybody in the other community to know that I'm getting divorced from my wife. I may lose my job. Don't let anybody know over there. So then the shliach goes and he violates the instructions of the mishaleach. And he goes and he gives the get in the community where the husband told him not to give the get. So the Mishnah says later on that it's no good. If the husband gave instructions, only give the get in this place, not in that place. Because there it's going to cause bizyonis. So the shliach shishinim b'shlichusa, so you don't apply shluchu shaladim kemoisa. So the Gemara says, sometimes you have to make an umdina on your own to figure out whether this is included in the instructions of the husband or it's not included. The husband doesn't always have to say, spell out everything explicitly. So the Gemara is concerned whenever the husband appoints a shlich lahilocha saget. So our practice is, the husband says, I appoint you as a shlich lahilocha, and if you want to, you can appoint a shliach sheni, ad mei shluchim, the shliach sheni can make a shliach shlishi, or you can make many shluchim, and you can give it either to the isha, or to the shliach of the isha, or to the shliach of the isha, you can't make a shliach sheni. Shulchan Aruch, they quote the Ramban, that's called mili, mili lamimser on the shliach. So our practice is that when the husband appoints a shliach lahilocha, he spells out everything explicitly. But in the days of the Gemara, they didn't have that practice. So the husband just gives the get to shliach lahilocha, says, give it to my wife. So it probably never occurred to the husband that the wife is not going to be willing to take the get in person. She'll send the shliach to accept the get. And the husband perhaps didn't want that. Maybe that's a bizoyan of the Baal. She's treating the husband as if she doesn't care for him. She's mevaza the husband by sending a shliach. She doesn't want to accept the get in person. She only wants to accept the get al yidei shliach. So one opinion in the Gemara is that ein ha isha oisa shliach lekabel get miyad shliach baila, because there's a chashash deraisa. It could be that that's a violation of the rotzen habal, that it's a shliach shishina b'shlichuso, and the get will not be good menatar. If that's the reason why, then if the husband said explicitly in advance, then there's no problem. The husband says to his wife, I want you to be a shliach lahilochas haget, and I want you to, when you get to that city, appoint a shliach lekabola and give the get to the shliach lekabola. The husband said the whole thing. So that's what we do today. The husband says, when he gives a get to a shliach, says, I appoint you as a shliach, you can appoint a shliach sheni, shliach sheni can appoint a shliach shlishi, ad mea shluchim, as many as you want. And then the husband says explicitly, you can give the get either to the isha directly or to the shliach of the isha, doesn't care. He says all the possibilities in advance. So that's what the Gemara says. If you say the reason why any isha is a shliach lekabel get, miyad shliach baila, is because of the chashash deraisa, because of the kpeda of the Baal, because it's a bizoin of the Baal. So then the Gemara says over here, there's no problem because the husband said in advance, take the get, you be the shliach lahilocha. When you get there, appoint a shliach lekabel. So then there's no problem. But the Gemara had another reason, that the chashash is exerid rabbanon. We don't allow the shliach, we don't allow the isha. If the husband appointed a shliach lahilocha first, then we don't allow the isha to appoint a shliach lekabela after the husband appointed the shliach lahilocha. If the isha would have appointed the shliach lekabela before the husband appointed the shliach lahilocha, there would be no problem. Not the raisa, not the rabbanon. But if the isha appoints the shliach lekabela after the husband appointed the shliach lahilocha, so there's one version in the Gemara that that's not acceptable midirabbanon because of exera. What's chatzera bala achamikan? So Rashi has pashim shot. I don't know. Tosfos picks on Rashi. I don't know what's so bad about Rashi. Rashi says chatzera bala achamikan means if the husband doesn't give the get directly to the wife, the husband puts the get into the next door neighbor's chatzer, and then he convinces the next door neighbor to be makne his chatzer to the isha. So that's not called a nesina. That's called dechmal gabi karka. Nesina is when the get is given directly from the husband to the wife. Here the husband takes the get, puts it into the next door neighbor's chatzah. If the husband puts it into his own chatzah and then he's makna the chatzah to the wife, so the haknah of the chatzah to the wife is the nesina. And it goes directly from the rishus of the Baal. The Baal is holding it by virtue of the fact that it's sitting in his chatzah. The Baal is holding the get because it's sitting in his chatzah. And then he's makna the chatzah to his wife. That is the nesina. That's the tesis that we have later on Ayin Zayin. But over here the Baal puts it into the chatzah of the next door neighbor, and then he convinces the next door neighbor to give him a matana, to sell his chotzer to the isha. So that's a lack of nesina. That's ligitach magabi karka. That's no good. So here, if you will permit the isha to appoint a shliach lekabolas aget after the husband appointed a shliach la'ilacha. It looks a little bit like it. Not really. Doesn't look like it at all. But it looks a little bit like chatzera habolach hamikan. So that's why midirabbanan we would pasul every case of a shliach la'kabbalah where the wife made the shliach la'kabbalah after. If the wife made the shliach la'kabbalah before, so that would be moshal ma'adav adayim, where the husband takes the get and he puts it into the chatzera of his wife. No, that's fine. If she already set up, the chatzera already existed before the shliach la'ilacha is doing anything. So fine. If the isha made the shliach appointed the shliach lekabolas aget before the husband appointed the shliach la'ilacha, then there's no chashash. But over here, the husband makes his wife a shliach la'ilacha. He says, when you get to Makom Pliny, appoint a shliach lekabolah. So then it's like chatzer abolach amikah. So according to that opinion in the Gemara, that midirabbana, we don't permit a shliach lekabolah that was appointed after the shliach la'ilacha. So this should be a problem. So again, so the Gemara says, what's the case in the Mishnah? Hey, Nicha, that's good. The way you just said, Laman di Amim Shimizoin the Baal, over here the Baal said in advance. That's what I want you to do. So there's no problem of Mizoin the Baal. Elan Mandam Shim Chaser Baal Achamikan, but according to the other opinion in the Gemara, and the other opinion in the Gemara holds that he invented this Chumra of Chaser Baal Achamikan. He claims this Chumra existed already in the days of the Tanoim, where it's not in Mishnayos. But that's what the Amora claims later on Samach Gimel. He claims that already in the days of the Tanaim. So how can the Mishnah talk about such a case if it's a psul de rabbanon? Agzeirat the chatzera ba'alacha mikan ma'ikal meimar. And for the Gemara, not that the husband tells the wife she should appoint a shliach lekabbalah. El the amalam. And for the Gemara, the amalah have a shliach la'alacha the matis hasam echim matis hasam. Shavi shliach lohaylocha, appoint a shliach sheni lohaylocha, and the shliach sheni should give you the get. The kapli is gitach mine, the shliach lohaylocha, the shliach sheni, shaliach is the shliach, and the shliach sheni will give the get to the wife. So maybe you have no problem of chatzera ba'alach mikan, the get is going to be given directly to the isha. The shliach sheni will give it to the isha. The boy is saying that if you want, you can say the case was slightly different. Dama lahavi shliach lohaylocha, the matis asam. So that's what Tosfos doesn't understand. What's the difference between the Iboy same on the first version? In the first version, he says, you are my shliach la'ilocha. You should appoint a shliach sheni. Shaliach is a shliach. Shavi, you should appoint shliach la'ilocha, a shliach sheni, and the shliach sheni should give you the gift. In the second version, he says, Bezin should appoint. What do you mean Bezin should appoint a shliach? Bezin can't appoint a shliach. The shliach Rishon has to appoint a shliach. So it's not to be taken literally. Bezin should be mashva shliach. You should appoint a shliach under the auspices of the Bezin. So why does he throw him in under the auspices? So Tosfos explains. The difference in the first version and the second version is a minor difference. Exactly when is the Yishuv going to recite this b'fanenechta? So the second version, the Gemara has Viboy Seima. The Gemara has, as she's giving over the get, she's the Shliach Rishon. As she gives over the get to the Shliach Sheni, so that's when she says, b'fananechta. And then the Shliach Sheni, when he'll deliver the get to the Isha, back to the Isha, he'll say, Shliach Beznani. Doesn't mean Shliach Beznani. That's the Lashon HaMishnah later. The Shliach Sheni says Shliach Beznani. It's not to be taken literally. It's not Shliach Beznani. The Mishnah in Yuma has that the Kain Gadol on Yom Kippur says he's a shliach bezen. The Sanhedrin tells him atosh lechenu shliach bezen shliach kol Yisrael. He's a shliach bezen. The shliach sheni for the get is not a shliach bezen. It means he's a shliach sheni, shliach rishon made a shliach sheni under the auspices of the bezen. So the second version is that the isha should appoint the shliach sheni, and at the time that she surrenders the get, she gives the get to the shliach sheni. That's when she should say b'fanei nechta. And the Shliach Sheni will say, Shliach Beznani, and he'll give the get to the Isha. And the first version was, she doesn't say, B'fanei Nechta, but she gives it over to the Shliach Sheni. She points to the Shliach Sheni, and then when he gives her the get, as he's about to give her the get, or Tuch Kedibur, after he gives her the get, then she's going to say, B'fanei Nechta, B'fanei Nechta. So, Mikreps, it must have come up once in the history of the world. Such a case happened, so the Tanaim recorded it for posterity. So they wrote down in the Mishnah Bekitzer that in such a case, the Isha has to say, B'fanei Nechta. Okay. That's a shaila. According to the that's a chiddush. Big chiddush. Yeah. So Taisa said at the beginning of the parak, Taisa said that the shliach la'ilocha is medayik at the time. He's very medayik at the time that he gives the get, because he knows that everything is relying on him. The whole get is going to be lying on him. See here, as the shliach sheni gives the get to the isha, according to the first version of the Gemara, as the shliach sheni gives the get to the isha, that's when the get is taking effect. So that's when the achrayus is to be mevar, whether it's b'fana nechtav. So that's why she has them on us. Because she was the shliach lo'iloch at one time. And now is the crucial moment. The moment when the shliach sheni gives her the get is more crucial than the moment when she gives the get to the shliach sheni. So according to Taisus, the way Taisus reads it, the first lashon in the Gemara holds she should bedavka not say b'fana nechtav when she's giving over the get to the shliach sheni. She should bedavka say it when the shliach sheni gives her the get. Because that's more crucial. At that moment, she's not the shliach, but since she was the shliach before, and that moment is more achrayis at that time. That's when the get is really chal. If the shliach rishon gives the get to the shliach sheni because he can't travel, not going to travel all the way to Los Angeles, so you have no brera, so you do second best. The shliach rishon says b'fana nechta as he's about to surrender the get to the shliach sheni. But if the shliach rishon is still going to be there for some reason or another, because the reason is because the shliach rishon is the isha, so she's going to be receiving get. So it's a more appropriate time to say the b'fana nechta will be as the get is being given over to the isha. No, but the svara that they developed, they quoted it from the Gemara in the first parak, that the details are machlokes hamaron, but the principle is a correct principle that the shliach la'ilocha is very medayik, so they gave nemanis. Why is he so medayik? Because he realizes that everything depends on what he says.
Isn't that a necessity for the woman to say it? She's really trying to say that, by the way, this get didn't become chal until now. And she's saying, she's saying, I was just a shliach, I wasn't the isha, until you give it back to me. So in that case, maybe it is important that before she gives it over to shliach sheni, she points out, I'm not just giving this for you this to hold, I'm giving you this because it's not my get, so you give it back to me.
You have to spell everything out, yeah. There was one cockeyed case in the history of the world where it happened. So the Mishnah records it. That never comes up. You have crazy husbands. They can make all kinds of crazy. Okay. So bottom line, we're choshish in Shulchan Aruch, they're choshish for the both opinions. The Yisha, there's a machlekes how we pass, and so we're machmar on this. The Yisha should not be allowed to make a shliach. Two opinions in the Rishon. Machlekes Amaraim, and we're machmar for both. For the shita that ain't isha is a shliach lekabel get me a shliach bailo, and the both considerations. The one consideration is because of bizoin the baal. The other consideration is chatzir abo lachemikan. So the only time he would allow it, sometimes if you have a shasat chak, you have no brere, so you have to have the isha make a shliach lekabel to accept the get from the shliach abal. So you have to have she should appoint a shliach lekabel before the baal appoints a shliach lo eloche. So it won't be the chashash the rabbanon of Nirika Chatzera Balachamika, and then when the Baal appoints the Shlech Lailach, he has to say explicitly, and it's no pay to the Baal. You can get he can either deliver the get to the Isha herself or to the Shlech Isha, I don't care. To make sure there's no pay. So we're machma for that. So that is quoted in Shulchan Aruch. That is quoted. We're machma for that opinion, Ein Isha is a Shlech Lakabal get the Shlech Baila, and for the both versions of why there's a problem. Okay. The third parak starts again with the same theme about the lishmo, and it gives you four cases of get written shlo lishmo. Kol get shenichdu shlo lishim yishe pasul keitzat, for example, keizitzat. Or yovei bashuk v'shama kol sofer makrin. What do you mean makrin? It's a safrus class, and they're teaching the sofer how to write a get, and no one is getting divorced at all. It's not written lishem gerishin at all whatsoever. They're just practicing the master. The sofer masuim l'slamit. So that's and the Mishnah says that's not a good get. Yes, or okay. The second chiddush is one couple, one husband wrote a get to divorce his wife, and he changed his mind. Then another couple wants to use that get. So that's shelo lishmo, not good. Yes, or okay. The third chiddush is The get was written l'shem this husband to divorce his wife, but it's the wrong wife. He has two wives with the same name. Yes, ha'ilo shteinu al shemesh maseim shavas. Yes, the both wives had the same name. He wrote the get to get rid of his old peg, whatever. And now he wants to remain only with the younger wife. So you can't use that. It was written for the wrong wife. So that's no good. And the fourth chiddush is yesem mekain. He tells the sefer in advance, I want to divorce one of my two wives and I didn't decide which one. You write the get and I'll decide later on. So these are four cases. The second is a bigger chiddush than the first. Yes, and mekain. Each one is a bigger chiddush than the first one. Yeah. Is there any difference, halach lemaisa, between the various cases? Or do you say, they're all no good, in fact, everything is possible. So the Gemara has different shittas. The Gemara has in the bottom of Chavadal Dalam and Beis, there is an institution of Re'ech HaGet. Re'ech HaGet, we discussed already. Re'ech HaGet is a Mishnah later. A man gives a get to his wife and he says, Hare Mugureshes Mimeni, I can't support you anymore. I don't want to have any more responsibilities of Sherkses Vienna. However, Bahare Iyat Pinteres Mushim Bodim, you shouldn't be allowed to marry anybody else. So that's not a get. That's nothing but nothing. So the get is not valid. He's still mechuyif to support his wife, and the get didn't take effect. So I would have thought the get didn't take effect. So even if he's a kohen, he's allowed to remain with his wife. She's not a grusha. Grusha asur l'kohen. Not only if someone else divorced the woman, even if I'm the even if I divorced my wife and I want to remarry her, grusha satzma is also asur. That's when the reform movement first started. So that was the first chiddush. Now they allow grusha. They say it's in style. There's nothing embarrassing about being a grusha. There's nothing embarrassing about a kohen marrying a grusha. So a kohen can marry a grusha. At that time they didn't have so much chutzpah, so they only had a chutzshir of chutzpah. So they said at that time, grusha satzma he can marry. Not allowed to marry a grusha if she was married to someone else. So secondhand merchandise. But if I was married to the woman and I divorced her and I want to remarry her, so that's so bad about that. So at that time, Moshe Mendelssohn defended the Jewish tradition. The Chassam Sofer writes in his Jewish, you have to be Makar Tova to Moshe Mendelssohn, that he defended our tradition. But then he said, but he's a Shagetz because he said other apikursish things. He writes in his Jewish. But at that time he says, we got to give credit where credit is due. He defended the Orthodox tradition about Grusha Satzma. So that's obvious in the Gemara. Mishnah is all over the place. Grusha Satzma is also. Not only Grusha Satzma is also. Even a Reich I get. A man is a kohen and he gives his wife such a phony get that's meaningless. That's not a get at all. So the Mishnah says that's called a reach get. He's not allowed to remain with his wife, and that's learned out from the pasuk. V'yishu grusha me'isha lo yikachu. Afidu lanis garsha ela me'isha. The get was not a valid get. If it would say v'yishu grusha lo yikachu, so it means only if she's a real grusha. He would say v'yishu grusha me'isha. The husband gives his wife a get. He's not really a grusha, just grusha meisha. That's what it, that's the Mishnah has that. The Mishnah, the Gemara has it later in the Masech. The Rambam quotes the din of the Re'ech HaGet, and he writes that it's only with the Rabbanim. And the Magen Mishnah says he thinks that it's a din deraisa. The Gemara learned it from a pasuk, so the Pashta says that it's a din deraisa. Shagazari has a tshuva, and the tshuva is hachadoshes. He thinks the Magen Mishnah is right, not the Rambam. He thinks that Re'ech HaGet is a din deraisa. So the shaila is, where do you have a case of Re'ech HaGet? So the only case that appears in the Mishnah is that one case, Hare'ech Mugoresh is Menev Hare'ech Mataris Lushamadam. That's the only case of Re'ech HaGet. What if you have a get that's written Shaloi Lushma? Do you say that that's a Re'ech HaGet? It's a get, but it's possible. But he's saying, no, it's nothing with nothing. So the Gemara has all the different shittas. So the Gemara has. Omar Rav, what is it? Six lines, seven lines from the bottom of Chav Dalan Beis. Omar Rav Kulam Poislim Bikuna Chutzman Arishim. The first get that they were just practicing with Islam made, that's not even called the Re'ech HaGet. But the second, the third, and the fourth are Re'ech HaGet. Ushmuel Am Afil Arishim Ami Poislim. Shmuel holds even the first one. There's also all four are considered Re'ech HaGet. Any case of a get that's written Shalal Dishma is a Re'ech HaGet. And Rav holds not. The first one, if a get is not written at all, l'shem gerishin, that's not a get. It was written l'shem gerishin from a different couple. And this couple uses it, so that's a different, that'll be a re'ech get. Those are two opinions. Then the Gemara has another two opinions. Ziri Yoma, the top line of Chafeh Manal. Ziri Yoma, kulam ein apostlim, chutz min ha'achron. The first three are not considered re'ech get, but the last one, He told the sofer in advance, I can't afford two wives. I have to divorce one of my two wives, and they have exactly the same name, and I didn't decide which one to divorce. So you write a get, and I'll decide later whether I'm going to divorce wife A or wife B. So Ziri holds that the last one is considered lishma, but it's no good. Why is it no good? It is lishma. If a get is written shalal lishma, case number 1, 2, 3, a get shalal lishma is not called a get at all. It's not even a recha get. But the fourth case is lishma. So psanu psul. The Gemara has later a din lishma v'lo lishma l'shem chavato. The kasa v'lo lishma v'lo lishma l'shem chavato. If a get is written for two women, for two wives, that's no good. For two couples, that's no good. So that's a Ziri holds that the fourth case really is lishma. Fourth case, the lishma should really be good. So new paslos lishma v'lo lishma l'shem chavato. So that's called the reach haget. And then we don't paskin like that. Rabbi Yechanan Amar, Afachanami ain't a place of Azur Echan the time, eh? We paskin that all four, Shalom the Shema is nothing. All four are not a Reach HaGet. Nothing. Shalom the Shema is, all the four cases are no good, equally no good. There's no difference whatsoever between them, and it's not called a Reach HaGet. So those are the four Shittas. Yeah, where do you draw them on? The Gemara here draws a parallel between Reach HaGet, which according to the Magen Mishnah and the Shagasari is a Din Deraisa. That's learned that from the pasuk, Isha Grusha Meisha, Fidelon is Garsha Ela Meisha. So that's a din there, right? So many hold. And the din of Chalitza Psula. The din is when a man dies, a man is married and he dies, leaves no descendants. So his wife has to have either Yubam or Chalitza. So the moment the Yubam does Chalitza, he's not allowed to marry the woman later on. Because it says in the Chumash that after the Chalitza is done, so all of the people who are present say, the Isha says, Kachi Yasal Isha Shali Yivnes Beisachiv, and everybody says, Chalutzanal, Chalutzanal. So, what is that Lashon? Kachi Yasal Isha Shalo Yivnes Beisachiv. This is what we do to the man. We mevaze him, we take off his shoe to treat him as if he's a Nidui, a person in Avelus has to take off his shoes. A person is a Nidui, is an Avelus for himself. The Bezdin curses him that he should drop dead. And he has to observe Avelus for himself. So part of the Avelus for himself is he has to take off his shoes. So we take off the right shoe of the Yavam to show he really deserves to be in Nidui, in Cherem, because he really should have done Yibum. Today we don't allow anyone to do Yibum. If he's going to do Yibum, we'll break his head, we'll break his arm. But we still perform the Chalitza, we still do the Chalitza to be Mevazim, and the Yavam has to spit on the floor in front of him to be Mevazim because of this improper choice that he made the choice of not performing Yibum. We don't allow Yibum today, but still, that's the halacha. You have to spit on the floor, you have to take off the shoe. So the pasuk is a little strange. She says, Kachi Yasadish Hashem Yivnes Pesach. This is what we do to the man who will not remarry his Yivam. Who will not marry his Yivam. How do you know in the future that he's not going to marry her? Maybe he will marry her. She should have said, Kachi Yasadish Hashem Yivnes Pesach. He refused to do Yibum. How do you know that in the future he's not going to change his mind? So the Gemara says, based on that Loshen Asid, Kivin Shel Avana Shuv LeYivne. Once he performs Chalitza, we don't permit him to do Yibum. He's not allowed to marry her afterwards. The Rambam holds that whole din is only Midirabbanan. There's a Mishnah that says Beferish that it's a din deraisa. So the Rambam and the Pirush HaMishnayis gives a whole interpretation. He says that Mishnah is only coming to Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva holds the Chayvi Lav and the Zain Kiddushin Tovsin. But the way we pass from the Halacha, the Chayvi Lav and Kiddushin Tovsin, so this whole Lisa is only with the Rabbanim. Why does it depend on Rabbi Akiva and the Chachamim? Very strange. So the Rashbo attacks the Rambam. The Rashbo and the Kiddush, middle of Yibam, is attacks the Rambam. What's the connection? Finally, the Rambam understood that the Iser of Chalutzosoi, Habal Chalutzosoi, it's an Iser of Eish Esach. So the Iser Eish Esach starts off as an Iser Koreis. So then, Anisa Kores, once the brother dies, so there's no more, and it's a makam yibum, there's no descendant, so then the Isa Kores is lifted. So then, what are you going to say? That when the brother does, when the Yovan performs Chalitza, so the Isa Eish Esach is back again with an Isa Lav. How can you say Anisa Kores developed to become an Isa Lav? So the Rambam understood, if you hold like Rabbi Akiva holds that Chavi Lavin, is avlad mamzer and kiddushin tov since chayv elamin is just this chom almost this chomer is chayv krisis. So it's nitan lahiyama such a din that there's an isa deraisa of chalutzosoi. So the isa of eshesach was lifted b'makam yibum. He never performed the yibum. He chose to do chalitza. Once he does chalitza, so the isa of eshesach returns back again in a lower form. In a lower form. So that's only nitan lahiyama if you all like Rabbi Akiva. If you all like the chachamim, the we paskin. The Chavi Laban or Kiddushin Tovsin, they not Vlad Mamzer. So it's a totally different realm. It's a different world. Chavi Krisis is an Isa Erva. Chavi Laban is an Isa Biyah. It's not an Isa Erva. So how can you say that? That's a Hemshech from that. So that's why the Rambam thinks that the whole Isa of Chalutza, Kimish Alabana Shalivan, the whole thing is only an Isa Dirabal. That's the Rambam's funny sheet. It's usually assumed, not like the Rambam, we usually assume like the Rashba, that the Isa, Kimish Alabana Shalivan, is an Issa deraisa, not only according to Rabbi Akiva. The more is black and white, according to Rabbi Akiva, it's an Issa deraisa. So the Rambam, no one twisted the Rambam's arm. The Rambam says on his own, there's no hechrech. We don't see any hechrech. The Rambam writes a whole shtickle Torah in the Pirush HaMishnah, in the middle of Yimam. So he says, that whole Gemara is only Ali but Rabbi Akiva, and since we don't paskin like Rabbi Akiva, we hold Chavi Labana, don't belong in the same category as Chavi Krisis, so the whole Issa Chalutz is only with the Rambam. So it's usually assumed not like the Rambam. So now the Gemara has a din of chalitza psulam. What happens if the Yavam performed the chalitza balayla, or he performed, she took off instead of taking off the shoe from the right foot, she took off the shoe from the left foot of the Yavam. So the Gemara learns that from psukim exereshava from mitzora that she has to take off regal from mitzora. She has to take off the shoe from the right foot of the Yavam. So the Gemara has on the last line. The Marav Amr Mishmei the Rab Lozer in Eretz Yisrael they said in the name of Rab Lozer the Talmud Rab Yechanan small balayla psulos of poislos. If you do chalitza balayla, so you don't have the benefit of a bezin. You can't have a yeshiva's bezin balayla. Donim bayom begamim balayla. If you started the Torah and did the mamis in the middle of the day, they can continue the diun into the middle of the night. But the tchilas yeshiva's bezin, the kriyas at bezin has to take place bayom. So if you did a chalitza balayla, even if you had five people sitting there. By definition, you don't have any bezin. So it was done without bezin. But the chalitza was done properly, just there was no bezin. So Rabbi Loza holds, that's called a chalitza psula. It's not a chalitza to be mata harlihi nasi lashuv, but it is a chalitza lahachmer, that now they're not allowed to perform yibum, or small. What if she took off, instead of taking off the shoe from the right foot, she took off the shoe from the left foot? So the Mishnah says that it's no good. So Rabbi Loza says, but basically she did the chalitza, she took off her shoe. We learn from it, there is a kas, it has to be from the right foot, not from the left foot. So he says, that'll be a chalitza psula. So she's not mitaris lehinasi lashuv, but she's not permitted to do yibum. So the Gemara puts together the institution of chalitza psula. Sometimes it's not called a chalitza at all. Let's say instead of taking off a shoe from the right foot, she takes off antilia, socks. He's wearing socks, so he takes off the socks. Or he's wearing kilts. Rashi writes kilts. Kilts with a cloth. So that's bechlav. That's not called a shoe at all. He says bechol tzan alami al ragloi. Has to be a shoe. There is a machleika satanoim whether the shoe has to be davke leather. Then olach tochash. That's a wee paskin. If the shoe is not made from leather, it's not called a shoe. So on Yom Kippur, one is permitted to wear sneakers, and on Tisha B'Av in the middle of Shiva, whenever there's a din, and the Harabayis, that's what the Rabbanut tells all the soldiers who have to serve on the Harabayis, have to have Jewish Israeli soldiers there. So the Gemara has a din. The Novi Yeshayi says, you're not allowed to go on the Harabayis with the Einonim Nichnas Laharabayis, Umanola Baraglov. You're not allowed to walk on the Harabayis with shoes on. So when Mekel, that's only shoes made from leather, if they're made from cloth or sneakers, you're allowed to wear that. Or when the Kohanim Duchen, so what in the ninth Takanas of Rabbi Yechim and Zaka is that they're not allowed to wear shoes. So some Kehillas here in Broyers, they have the Minig, they follow that opinion in the Poskim. They're not allowed to wear shoes, means leather shoes, but if they're going to wear sneakers, that's okay. So they insist that Mishum Kovar Atzibur, the Kohanim have to wear sneakers or slippers. Slippers not made from leather. If they're made from leather, then they're in violation of the Takanas of Rabbi Yechim and Zaka. One of the rabbanim was telling, Rabbi Beryl Wine was telling a group of younger rabbis about his years in the rabbinate. So he says at one time in his career, he was a rabbi in a community where the whole shul was yekis, so they all put on these slippers, these sneakers, teduchen. And he started ranting, and Rav even gave him a whole hard time that they have to take off the slippers. And then he found out later on that many yekkes do that. So he learned that you're not supposed to fight on that issue. There are other issues you should fight about, and that issue you shouldn't fight about.
I thought there was a different problem. They were going to bend down and tie it, maybe.
Right.
So wouldn't that matter if the leather
bends and tie? Right. The reason that the Gemara gives is that the Kohen, the shoelace may untie, and he's going to be so busy tying up his shoelace, he may not have a chance to go to Duchen, and the people will think he must have just discovered that he's a cholol. Otherwise, how come he didn't go to Duchen? So the pashtus is that he made this gzeira. So if you want to have sneakers that have shoelaces, it should also be included in the gzeira. So these poskim, these communities follow those poskim and say, no, the gzeira only was on leather shoes. It was not leather shoes, it's mutter, even though the reason for the gzeira still applies. So there is a machlokes hatanoim in Masechus Shabbos and in Masechus Yevamos. What's the din if you have shoes that are megan, they protect the foot, but they're not made from leather? If the thing is not megan, antilya is just cloth, or kilts is cloth, so it's not megan, so that for sure is not called a shoe. That's nothing but nothing. That's not called a chalitza psuga. But what if you would have a chalitza with a pair of sneakers that are megan, or something else, a leatherette? That is megan. Maybe that would be, according to one Tana, that's a kosher chalitza. All you need is that it should be megan. So we pass, because it's not a kosher chalitza, based on the pasuk in Yecheskel. It says in Yecheskel, the Navi describes the way the Ribbono Shel Olam took care of Klal Yisrael after Yetzias Mitzrayim, like a mother takes care of a little baby who was just born. So the mother stretches out the limbs and straightens out the legs and washes off the baby from all of the blood that's there. And then you pamper the baby, and you throw on lotion, you put on oil, and you put on a diaper. And then it says, when the baby is old enough, and you put on leather shoes on the baby when he's starting to walk. So the Gemara learns that in that pasuk, it's only called a nal if it's made from leather, like tachash. Oris tachoshim, vatzei shitim. Tachash was an animal that existed in the days of the Midbar. The Gemara says it doesn't exist anymore. So they used the leather from the tachoshim, or is chashim, to cover the mishkan, that it should be rainproof. So that's why we paskin that a shoe is only has the status of a shoe when it gets to Yom Kippur, when it gets to Harabayis, when it gets to chalitza, if it's made from leather. It's not made from leather, so we paskin, even though it is megan, it's not acceptable. It could be that if it's not made from leather, it would be a chalitza psula. The Gemara doesn't discuss it. So there are two types of, there are many psulim and chalitza. So sometimes we say it's a chalitza psula. Sometimes we say it's eino klum. It's a garnish mit garnish. It says cotton van pilya. If the yavam is not yet bar mitzvah, it says in the pasuk kachi yasa leish ish prat lekotten. The cotton, if the surviving brother is not yet bar mitzvah, he cannot perform chalitza. The almana is not allowed to be married. He's only 1 year old, so the poor lady has to wait 12 years till he's going to be bar mitzvah. Then he'll be able to perform the chalitza. It's a rachmanas on the woman. If the surviving brother, if the yavam, is only 1 year old, so she has to wait till he grows up and becomes a bar mitzvah. Because man is a cotton, he can't do chalitza. So let's say the cotton before bar mitzvah will perform chalitza. The chalitza was done with antilya. So this amora in Eretz Yisrael, they said the name of Rav Lozer, that's garnish mit garnish. That's nothing with nothing. Psulas, it's not acceptable. They ain't a poistless. They're permitted to perform yibum later on if they choose to. That's not called a chalitza at all. But if you have a chalitza balayla, chalitza bismol, so that's psulois upoistlois. It's not a kosher chalitza to be matel ashuk, but it is a chalitza to aser to perform yibum. Once you do chalitza, we apply that gzeres as kasuv. That you're not permitted to do yibum later on. So the Gemara is making a parallel. The Gemara is clearly drawing a parallel between a reach haget and a din of chalitza psula. So that's what Rabbi Chanan Basman suggests in the Sefer on Yevamos, that according to the Magen Mishnah and the Shagasari, that the din of reach haget is a din deraisa, could well be that this whole institution, this wild institution of chalitza psula, poselas, it could be that that's also a din deraisa. Because Reach Haget is learned from a pasuk, and the Tanoi maybe had such a tradition, or they held it a mamatzino. That just like there's a concept of Reach Haget Asa Lekuna, it's not only a chumra of kuna. It means that the get, there is something there to the get. It is a get, but it's a pasul get. So similarly, there is a chalitza, but it's a pasul chalitza. If it's a cotton, then it's nothing with nothing. It could be that the din of chalitza psula, that she's not allowed to perform yivam later on, it could be that that's a din derais. According to the Rambam, even if they did a chalitza kshera, kivin shalavana shalavina, the whole din is only with the Rabbana. But we don't follow that Rambam. We assume like the Rashba, who disagrees with the Rambam. Rambam said only according to Rabbi Akiva, kivin shalavana shalavina, chalitza is an iser, chalitza le'yavam is an iser de Rabbana, he says. So we follow the Rashba, we assume it's an iser deraisa. Rabbi Chanan Asman writes in his Sefer on Yivamis, it could well be, you see the Gemara was making a comparison between Re'ech HaGet and Chalitza Psula. So it could well be that just like Re'ech HaGet, if you assume like the Magnishan that it's a Din Deraisa, so too Chalitza Psula will be a Din Deraisa. You got to figure out which case. When is it a Chalitza Psula, when is it Ein Klum? Tosis, and the top Tosis on Chafim, and I'll point out, and not everybody agrees by the cotton. Not everybody agrees with Reb Loza that chalitza's cotton is a garnishment garnish. Could be that it is a chalitza psula. Okay, what would it then be by a ktana? Chalitza's ktana. The Gemara says there's a machlokes satana in whether ktana choletza sanat. Let's say the husband died, and the yevama is a ktana. She's not yet bas mitzvah. The almana whose husband just died is not yet bas mitzvah. So it's a machlokes satana. We pass from the ktana ena choletza. Why? Because makshina nishaliyish. There's a hekesh between the Yovam and the Yavama. Just like the Yovam has to be bar mitzvah, because it says, Kachi Yasali Ish, Ish Prat Lekotten. Rashi says, Mlo Yachvitzu Ish. It says the word Ish. So just like the Yovam has to be an Ish, Prat Lekotten, so the Yavama, Makshin and Ishali Ish, also has to be a Gedola, can't be a Ktana. So that's a question. It could be that the Ktana will do. One opinion in Tosis is that Makshin and Ishali Ish is only with the Rabbanim. It's not minatur. So it's only by the rabbanim. Minatur the chalitza is good. So of course it'll be if the ktana will participate in the chalitza, of course it'll be a chalitza psula. Minatur it's a chalitza kshera. So of course it asks to. It's called a chalitza that they're not allowed to perform yibum later on. But even if one should do some, Tosfos even has a girsa in the Mishnah in Perek Mitzvahs Chalitza that if the ktana did the chalitza, let's say the yavam came from South Africa, wherever. To sit shiva when the brother died and they did chalitza and the yavama wasn't even bas mitzvah yet, and then the yavam flies back and she can't afford to travel to South Africa and he can't afford to come back again. And it's a difficult shasat chaka. We don't know where he disappeared. The yavam disappears and we don't know where he is. So Tosfos has one gears in the Mishnah that b'dieved we leave it like that. We allow chalitza's ktana. So if you all chalitza's ktana is k'shera min ha-Torah. And if you have a big shas hatchak gadol, a b'dieved, a shas hatchak yimekel, that it's acceptable, so then of course it'll be poiselus. But of course it'll be a chalitza b'neged to aser her from doing yibum. But even if one should assume not like that girsa in the Mishnah that Tosfos has, even if you assume that makshina ishaliish is a din d'araisa, that just like you require the yavam should be bar mitzvah, so too the yavama has to be a gdola min ha-Torah. You can still say it's not the same. The Yavam shteit beferish ish prat lekot. The Yavam is only a hekesh, so one, there's room to argue the point and say that if the Yavama will do the chalitza, it'll be a chalitza psula. If the Yavama ktana will participate in chalitza, it'll be a chalitza psula. If the Yavam is a kotna, he does it, then it ain't a poisel. Then it's nothing with nothing.
Does the Rambam disagree with all concept of reach chalitza or chalitza psula?
No, he quotes all these dinim. He quotes all the dinim. It's a chumra on top of a chumra. The whole thing begins, the whole din begins as a din derabban. It's a derabban on top of a derabban. According to the Rambam, holisa chalutza le yavam, after you do chalitza, you're not allowed to marry the yavam. The whole thing is only an isa derabban. So these are chumras on top of a chumra. Right. The Rambam also agrees to these din. These are mishnayis. Gemara's mishnayis, yeah. See, according to one opinion, the Gemara had four versions. What's the story with Re'ech HaGet? So we pass from like Rabbi Yochanan, the fourth line from the top of Chaf Hei Mem Aleph. All four. Af Achanami Ein Epoisel. Nothing is a Re'ech HaGet. So what is a case of Re'ech HaGet? That's what the Shagzari writes in his Tshuva. He wants to know whether the din of Re'ech HaGet is the Reis of the Rabbanu. How many cases fall under Re'ech HaGet? So he says, he holds like the Magen Mishnah against the Rambam, that it's a din deraisa. And there's only one case of Reach Hageh, that Mishnah. Hariyat Megoresh is men of Harayi Apatavis from Shemadam, period. And he quotes Hagmar, says, be paskin, that's the one and only case of Reach Hageh. In Shulchan Aruch, they quoted Tshuvas HaRashba. Then it's a whole debate, exactly what are the details of the Tshuvas HaRashba. If the husband gave a get to his wife, Lechumra, Mikra Din, he really didn't need to give a get. Mikra Din, they're not even married. He gave a get lechumra upon the encouragement of the Rabbanim, not Stam. A guy had a dream. He had a dream that he married a girl. So he wakes up in the morning and says he wants to give her a get because he doesn't want to violate the Chem de Rabbeinu Geshen. He's married and he has 9 children. He had a dream that he married this one. So that Stam Amshugana has a crazy dream. He gives a get, that's not a Reach Haget. So the Rashba says if he was encouraged, he gave the get by the Rabbanim, by the Bezin, because they felt that the Stikl Shaila, to the Chumri, should give a get. So then the Rashba and the Tshuva says the Rashba and the Tshuva raises a possibility that maybe that will be considered a Reach Haget. Yeah, so the Ramah quotes that. The Mechaber does not quote that. The Ramah quotes that. And then the Shaila, how far do you go with this Reach Haget? Let's say a get was given l'chumra. So the Ramah says that that's called the Reach Haget. So what if Kohen went ahead and he married the woman? He didn't know. He went ahead and he married the woman. They're living already. They have children. So you say he has to divorce her because he married a woman has a Reach Haget. So the Shmuel on the side of the Shulchan Aruch quotes the Bach that even Midiyevin and Nisus Teitze, he has to divorce her because it's a Reach Haget. Abitzele Peterburger has a tshuva in the Pri Yitzchok. So his tshuvas are all like detective work. He does research. So he starts researching this whole Rashba. He says, what's the whole source of the Ramah? He says, the tshuvas HaRashba. So he says, you look in the tshuvas HaRashba, that was a havamin in the Rashba. That a get that's given the chumra makes a reach haget. If you read the whole Rashba, he comes to the conclusion that it's not. So he says, that pella on the Ramah, what did he quote in Rashba? Then he says, and it corresponds with what the Rashba says on Yivamas. And he quotes the Rashba and the Chidushim on Yivamas. Says the exact same thing. That was a havamina, and the maskana is not so. So he says he doesn't understand the whole thing, why the Ramah quoted this. He says, but I can't go argue with the Ramah. But the Beis Shmuel says in the name of the Bach that even Medievin, and this is Teitze. He says, come on, Amayach Reis, you don't have to go so far. And this is Le Teitze. He says, we can be Mekel against them. But that's the Ramah quotes them. That's the Pilpul in our generation, their different opinions. Let's say a couple were married civilly, but they never had a chuppah v'kiddushin. So before the Second World War, one of the rabbanim in London, Rabbi Tzvi Ferber, sent out letters to all of the dinim in Europe, and he consulted them. What do they do by civil marriages? Did they require a get or not? So they all wrote pe echad the same thing. They all said that lechatchila we require a get. But it was a big shas hatak and you can't get a get, so mikra din you don't need a get. The only two rabbanim said that mikra din you need a get, you can't allow the woman to remarry. Well, one was the Ragachover. He had a whole shtigl Torah that the woman is somehow considered a pilegesh. And pilegesh, there's issues, even though he never gave a ring and said hariat mukudeshesli, some kind of issues by pilegesh. And the other one who said that you need a get, mikra din you don't permit the woman to remarry, was Rav Henkin in New York. These were the only two. It's famous in New York. It was a machlek, so Moshe Feinstein, Rav Henkin. If a couple was civilly married, so Rav Henkin said, you can't let the woman remarry, even in a big shas hatchak, unless the husband gives her a get. And Rav Moshe disagrees. And people present it as if it's machlek, so Moshe and Rav Henkin. It's not Rav Moshe, Rav Henkin. It's the whole world against Rav Henkin and the Ragachover. And they didn't say the same thing either. The Ragachover said something about Pilegish. So when that sefer was printed by this Rav Tzvi Ferber, he sent copies to all the different rabbanim who had sent him letters about what their policy is. They all said the same policy. So one of the rabbanim that he sent a letter to, that he sent a copy of the sefer to, was the Rav in Kovner, the Kovner Rav, the author of the Dvar Avraham. So in the Dvar Avraham, in the third chelik, he has a letter that he sent to this Rav Tzvi Ferber. The people from London remember him. The people in the neighborhood, from people in other areas also, they remember this Rabbi Ferber. He used to give a lot of shiurim in the shul for the young men. He tried to teach him Yiddishkeit. The older people weren't so interested, and the younger people were interested. He gave a lot of drushes. He printed a lot of svarim of drushes. He didn't print so much in learning. Drushes on Chumash, and drushes on Pirkei Avos, and drushes that he gave on Yomim Tovim, mainly drushes. But he learned in Slabodka. He was a Talmud Chacham. So the Dvar Avram has a tshuva to this in the third chelik that was printed after the war. The Dvar Avram printed the first two chalokim on his own. Third chelik was printed after he died, after the war. It's printed here in America. So he has a letter there to this Rabbi Tzvi Ferber, where he tries to make sense out of what the Ragachava said. The Ragachava said something about Pilegesh. But Rav Henke didn't say about Pilegesh. Rav Henke just said, Eir Namosa Bilosa Bilos Nus, and we assume that he's living with the woman, the Shem Kiddushin, and therefore Mikir Adin, you need a get. So most Rabbanim hold that when a couple is civilly married, it's Lechumri, you need a get, but if it will be a big Shas Atchak, we will permit the woman to be married without a get. So that's a shaila. What if the first husband did give a get? So do you say now she's not allowed to marry a kohen? She was living with the first husband who was Jewish. If a Jewish woman lives with a nochri, nivela le nochri, so she's not allowed to marry a kohen. Nivela le pasla psala, that's a zayna. But she was living with a Jewish man that just didn't have chuppah of the kiddushin. So that doesn't make her into a zayna. So the shaila is, but is that considered a grusha lechumer? Since we are medak, we're machmer lechatchil. So that's a big machlekes now. So most of the rabbanim assume that that's what the Rama said. If the bezdin encouraged the husband to give a get lechumre, mikra din, you didn't need a get. It's a get lechumre. So then he quotes and misquotes. However, you'll understand. He quotes this Chuvas HaRashba that that's called the reach haget. And others delay, and they say, no, this is not included in what the Rama said. So what is what case is the Rama talking about? That's problematic. So we paskin the maskana that all four cases in the Mishnah are not a reach haget. All four cases are not a reach haget. There was one opinion, and there were four opinions. One shita was that all four are reach haget, the other, that was Shmuel. Afarishim Paisel. Rab Shita is the first one, ain't a Paisel? But the next three do Paisel. And then there was Zairi held. The first three do not. Zairi says, Kulam ain't a Paisel, Mechutz Men Achrayim. So there was an opinion in the Gemara that if the get is written with L'shem Gerishin, again, the first shita was, Shmuel's shita was that even the first get is a reach haget. Omer Rav Kulam Paslam Bikun Chutz Min Arishin. Shmuel Lama Af Arishin Nami Paslam. So Shmuel holds even the first one is a reach haget. So Rav doesn't agree. Says the first one was just written, the Islamic, that's not even a reach haget. But the second get that was written for this couple and the other couple wants to use it, so there was lishma, not enough lishma, there was lishma. So we don't paskin like that, we paskin like Rabbi Yechanan. All four do not paskin. Is there anything there to this? Is there any other halacha where you can demonstrate that there's something there, that there it is chal? If the get is written l'shem gerishin for one couple, at least it was written l'shem gerishin. Even though it wasn't written l'shem this couple over here, it was written for a different couple. Is there any mocker to distinguish over there? So we had the Mishnah on Chav Beis on the base, the end of the second period. Hakol shem lichtav saget apil acheru shayta v'kotan. So the Gemara was bothered. How can it be acheru shayta v'kotan ala b'nei das? How can they create l'shmo? So the Gemara gave three answers. First answer was that God learned al Gabov. The second answer was Hamani Reb Meir. If you're like Reb Meir, you need Chasim Lishma. But the whole Ksivas Akia doesn't have to be Lishma, so you don't need Lishma. And then the third answer in the Gemara was Kigon Shishir Mokam HaTeifas. If the Chereshet to be cotton, Rabbi Yudah Meshmuel, who Shishir Mokam HaTeifas. And that's how the Rambam passes. The Cherushet of the Kotten can write the Get, they can only write the Teifas Lishma, but they can't write the Torah Lishma. So what's the story over here? Do you need Ksiva Lishma and the Teifas or not? So Minat Torah, the Teifas is superfluous. The whole thing is not necessary. You don't even need any Teifas. Just Lishufa Dishtorah, the Alma. So the only thing that really needs Lishma is the Torah. With the Rabbanon, we if you hold like Rab Lazar that Eidi Mesira Karsi, so you don't need any Eidi Chasimus. When it says Nochum Mishkasal Lishma, it goes on the Get. So Minatar goes on the Torah. So with the Rabbanon, you need the Tefes should also be written Lishma. But since the Ksivas HaTofes only needs Lishma with the Rabbanon, so there we make Al Acherus Shetavikotin can write Lishma. And the Torah, we need Lishma min HaTorah. We wouldn't permit Acherus Shetavikotin to write. But on the Tofes, that you only need Lishma min the Rabbanon, it's Exera Tofes at the Torah. That's how the Gemara said on Chof Aleph Amabes, by Mechuber. The Mishnah has a contradiction. The Mishnah on Chof Aleph Amabes. You're not allowed to write by Mechuber, but if you're by Mechuber, but you have it, it's kosher. So it's Lechastira. So the Gemara says, L'chatchidi, you're not allowed to write even Tofes b'mechuber. But b'diyevet, if you wrote the Tofes b'mechuber, and then you were toilushit, and then you wrote the Torah b'mechuber, so then it'll be kosher. L'chatchidi, you need the whole get, midirabbanon, and b'diyevet, that'll be good. So here the Gemara has such a similar word about the difference between the Torah and the Tofes about l'shma. L'chatchidi, midirabbanon, you need even k'sivas ha-Tofes l'shma. But if the Cherush HaTavikotin writes it Lishma, that's acceptable. So the Shaila is the writing of the Tofes needs Lishma. Does that need the whole works of Lishma? Lishma, Lishem, Gerish, and the whole thing that the Gemara explains based on the drushes of the Psukim. On Chavdal and on the base, we learn that from the Psukim, not only the first case is no good, Lahislamid, even the second case and even the third case, all the cases are no good. They're all no good. So, with the Rabbanon, that they were machmer, that Lahatchili nik, Sivas, Hatofas, Lishma, the Gzera Tefas, Hatutarev, and it's only there because it's only needed. With the Rabbanon, there when they call on the Cherishat, we cut them to write Lishma. So the Shah is, how much Lishma do you need over there? Do you need the full Lishma? Lishma, Lishma, Lishem Gerishin. And maybe it's sufficient if it's just Lishem Gerishin, even though it's not Lishem Gerishin Elo. They're really two different dinim. Lishma, Lishma, Lishem Gerishin are not three dinim, they're two dinim. You need Lishem Gerishin. If it's written Lihislam, it is no good. And then not only shouldn't it be Lihislam, it should be written for this particular couple to get divorced. Lishma yo lishma, lishem gerish and elam. So the shayla is on the chumr mid the rabbanon that the tefes needs ksiva lishma. Does that mean it needs the full ksiva lishma? Whatever you need on the Torah, minat Torah, you need on the tefes mid the rabbanon. Or maybe it means that it's sufficient if it's written. Lishem Gerishin shouldn't be written Lihislami. Here there's a Mishnah Chavov Amin Aleph. A Tosef Tevse Gitten Sish Aksuba. You have printed, they sell in Judaica store printed Ksubas Tanoim Chiras Chometz. So you just buy one and you fill out the name and the date and shite. Why don't we have Gitten filled out? Why don't we have forms of Gittin printed like that? Al Tiptach Pele Sutton. No, that's a good reason. Okay. Le Magna Minish Per Onus El Napshe. We don't want to have. Okay. But that's a good reason. That's an agadic reason. But there's a halachic reason that the get has to be written in Shema. So that's what the Mishnah talks about. The guy's printing a Kaiser tapes of Gittin. He's writing the text. Writing. They didn't have a printing press in the days of the time. If they would have a printing press, they would say, Amatfis tapes of Gittin. The guy's printing forms of a get. So what does he have to leave? Tzach Shenech, Makam Lish, Makam Lish, and Makam Azman. What does it help if he's going to be Menech, Makam Lish, Makam Lish, Makam Azman? Then the Gemara says he has to leave also. Amar Rav Yudah Mishmul, the first line in the Gemara there, Chavavim and Aleph, Tzach Shenech, Haf Makam, Herat, and Teres, Lachavavim, that's the Torah. He has to write, the Torah has to be written in Shema. The Torah has to be written in Shema. Yeah, but the Tefes also has to be written in Shema. Just a minute. We just had over here. Achere Shaita V'Kotten, we only permit them to write the Tefes Lishma. Because the Ksiv Lishma and the Tefes is only with their Rabbanon, so they were Mekel. We wouldn't be Mekel to allow the Achere Shaita V'Kotten to write the Torah of Lishma. But on the Teifus, we are Mekal. But you need Ksiva Lishma on the Teifus also. How do you have a case of Teifus in Gittin? There was no Tzivi Abal. The printer is the Sefer is writing Teifus in Gittin. He's not doing it with Islamic. He's printing, he's writing forms of Gittin in case someone will want to get divorced. So there's no Tzivi Abal on that. So how are you in fulfillment of this requirement, Midrabanan, that the Teifus has to be written Lishma? So it would appear from this Mishnah that Tzivi Habal is only needed for the Lishma or Lishma. Lishem Gerish and Elu. Elan Megarish Eshes Chaveiro. So if the Sefer writes a get without being authorized by the Baal, that's not called Lishem Lishma or Lishma, it's not Lishem Gerish and Elu. But Lishem Gerish and it is. It's not just Lihislami. He wrote all of these Gittin intending that they're going to be used for someone to get divorced. So that's considered Lishem Gerish. It's not Lishem Gerish and Elo, but it is considered Lishem Gerish. So getting back again, even though we paskin like Rabbi Yochanan on the fourth line from the top of Chafem and Aleph, Afar, Chanami, and Epoisel, all four are all the same. Nothing is a Reach HaGet, but not all four are not exactly the same. It's not the same. The first case is Mamash, if it's Lihislamate, is Mamash Elo Lishmo. And the others are considered the Shem Gerishim, but it's not the Shem Gerishim Ela. My Nafkemina, where is it relevant? It's relevant for this Mishnah, Chavavim et Al. That our case of Tefsi Gittin, the Tefis has to be written Lishmo also. The Rambam writes it, the Cherishot of the Kotten, where Mekel, he can write, not that you don't need Lishmo by the Tefis, no, you do need Lishmo by the Tefis. But because the Lishmo is only needed, Midirabbanon, so we're Mekel to allow the Kotten to write it. So here, the Mishnah wouldn't be Mekel, let's say you have a printing press, and a guy is going to push the button, and he's going to print 5,000 copies of a Tefis of a get. A goy does it, it's legamri shalom lishma, not just, not l'shem gerish and eila. It's not l'shem gerish and either. It's not called lishma at all. The Mishnah doesn't say hamad tfis. They didn't have printing presses. The Mishnah says hakaisev tefse gittin. A Jewish sefer is writing a text of a get. He can't write the Torah. So sheni yachaf mok ma'ariyem tefes lochal adam. That has to be with tzivei abal. But the tefes doesn't require tzivei abal. The Teifus is enough, midirabbanan, you need lishma, it's sufficient if it's l'shem gerishin. So that you can have without tzivei abal.
Maybe that's John's scenario. Is it tzivei abal?
I don't think so. We'll have to take a look. That would be great. That would be great, but I don't think so.
According to that Teifus, how do you explain Rabbi Yochanan why there should be, why none of them should even have a reach get? Teifus says here that all...
Zatela, yeah. According to Tesis, that Tzivei Abal is only needed with the Rabbanon, so they should be Koshim and Atorah. If they get the first one, wasn't even written, it was written in Islamic, but the others that were written in Shem Gerishin. It's a Pella. We don't accept that. Beishmol says, we don't accept that Tesis at all. The Gamre Nidchem in Allah. I don't think Tesis is talking about the Torah, the Teifus. Tesis is talking about the Torah. It's a very Shverim Tesis. Anyway, but you see from that, if you put together the Gemara by the Cherishai to the Kotten, with the Mishnah Chavavim and Aleph, so you see that there is a difference halacha l'maisa between the first case and the second case. We do distinguish. Hakesed l'hislamei is mamash alo l'shma. That's nothing. So that's not acceptable even on the teifas l'chatchila at least. But hakesed teifse gittin not l'hislamei. He plans that these are going to be used by Jewish people to get divorced. Soch she'aniach mokam hari avin teres l'chaladim. That's the teref. You have to have Tzivei Abal for that. But you don't need Tzivei Abal to write the Shem Gerishin. Shem Gerishin can be chal without Tzivei Abal. Chiddush. One of the Mefarshim on the bottom of the Yerushalmi points it out. I think the Maraponim or somebody points this out. If you put together the Mishnais, that's where it comes out. Yeah, what was the fourth case in the Mishnah? A husband, the man has two wives with the exact same name, and he tells himself, right, I get lishti, I didn't decide yet which one I'm going to divorce. So so the Mishnah says, even in such a case, it's no good. The Gemara says, why? Because, ain't brave. So Tosis points out, Taisus Chav Dalan and Beis, the famous Taisus. Leiza Sheerza. The Taisus Beyomeri, Breiris, the Hamachlekes Satanoim, and the Machlekes Amaroim had a Paskin, and the Machlekes Arishainim had a Paskin. Different opinions, yes, no, sometimes. The Ran and the Dorim, gigantic Ran, the beginning of Per Kashutvim. So he quotes, some Rishainim Paskin Yesh Breiris, some Rishainim Paskin Ein Breiris. And he paskin, the way it says in Shulchan Aruch, with respect to Dinam Deraisa Ein Breiris, with respect to Dinam Derabbanan Yesh Breiris. So there's so many different opinions in Tanaim. How does the Mishnah just pass off a din? So there's a shout out, Garish Pasal, Garish goes Ein Breiris, but it's a Machlekes HaTanaim. So the Ri comes up with a Chiddush, even though the Gemara says the fourth din in the Mishnah is based on the assumption Ein Breiris. Or Kamash Mal Ein Breiris, Tosha says, not so. Ein Ri, I feel him on the Sava Bialma Yesh Breiris, Hachamayda. What does that mean? So that's what Rav Soloveitchik thought, that this Ri is based on the drasha that the Gemara has later in the Masichta. The Gemara has it in on Peivov Amid Aleph. The Mishnah on the bottom of Peivov Amid Aleph talks about five couples getting divorced with one get. So the Gemara says that's a problem. Mishnah says it's okay. So the Gemara says that's a problem on the first white line on Pezayin Amid Aleph. The Gemara says, how can you do that? V'hatoyram, it says in Chumash, because of law, v'loy law olachavato. You can't have five different couples getting divorced with one text of one get. That's not acceptable. Even if the four women will appoint the fifth woman as the shliach to accept the get on their behalf, the Gemara says no good, because the pasuk says because of law. Gemara says, no, you have to keep on, you have to write one lashon, and then you have to write each one. Reuben is divorcing his wife Rachel, and Shimon is divorcing his wife Leah, and Yehuda is divorcing his wife Esther. You have to spell everything out explicitly. Otherwise, it'll be a violation of law, v'loy lo alachavato. So that's perhaps the pashtus, why the Ri says that even if you hold in general, yesh breira, over here by the get, it won't be good. The fourth case of the Mishnah won't be good, l'chaladeis. Because of law, the Shema Mashma Shei Mevura B'Shas Ksiva. That's a pasulos of law v'loy law l'chavata. The Teferis Yankiv has a right that that's not pshat in Tosfos, but that's a Rav Soloveitchik thought pshat. And based on the pasuk on Pei Zayin.
So why would the Tosfos is okay? It's not sure who he's writing for.
For the Teufis, it would be good, even if it's written without Sibay Habal at all, even if it's written for a different couple, it would also be good. The Teufis only needs Lishma Mid Rabbanon, so we don't even require Lishma or Lishma. We only require Lishem Gerishin. So Lishem Gerishin it is. That's a prat within Lishem Gerishin Elo, so it has to be specific. Okay, maybe we'll stop here. Tomorrow's a regular day. Normal, nothing special going on. Okay.